Welcome to KSDP, Chris.
All right. Well, welcome, King Cove listeners. And we are in the Alice Whitty Gymnasium here with the visiting King Cove rookies and our homer, junior varsity / C-team squad. And we're about to begin, and the starters are on the court. And for the rookies, we've got Kiana, Emily, Elena, Jalea, and Monica. And for the Mariners, starters, Lexi Dawson, a junior, Miranda Martin, a junior, Kelsey Scott, a sophomore, Andy Sonnen, a junior, and Aspen Wally, a freshman, on the court. So we're about to begin. King Cove going left to right on the court. And the tip goes to the rookies. And a shot right away by number 20, Elena, is good. And they're right into their press. And the Mariners have the ball, working around over to Scott. Andy Sonnen with the pass. Back to Sonnen. Over to Aspen Wally, the freshman point guard, 00. Good pressure put on by number 50, Monica. And there's a tip out of bounds. Going to go to King Cove. So the Mariners throw the ball out of bounds on their first possession. And King Cove is about to get the ball at their own end of the court. Mariners are set up in a man-to-man defense. King Cove leading 2-0 after that opening layup on the tip. Moving the ball inside to number 11, and she has an easy layup, Miss Kiana. Two-point layup there, and then now the King Cove leads 4-0. Wally brings the court ball up past half court. Andy Sonnen, number 11, cross court over here to Kelsey Scott, dribbles in. King Cove packing it in deep inside on the defense. Not worried about the outside threat. Lexi Dawson now for the Mariners, passes it over to Andy Sonnen. Mariners are doing a nice job of passing the ball up front. Now King Cove starting to apply a little bit more pressure up top. Miranda Martin dribbles it in, and she is called for traveling. Traveling violation against the Mariners results in the King Cove ball again. Bringing it up is Elena Mack. She looks inside and wide open is number 11, Kiana. Nobody matched up with her, and she has her second lay-in of the game and a 6-0 lead for the rookies. Andy Sonnen crosses half court. Brings it into Kelsey Scott. Over to Aspen Wally. Again, the Mariners are doing a nice job of passing it around to each other. King Cove packing it inside on defense. Hands up. And the Mariners having trouble to figure out who to pass to. And there's a steal by number 25, McKenna Gould. And a fast break going the other way. Another layup for Kiana. Pass from Alea Mack. She gets the assist, and we're in a full court press all of a sudden here by the rookies. And another steal by Elena. Stolen back by the Mariners, and they're going to call it timeout. Timeout, Homer, short one. So we've got a short timeout here on the court, an 8-0 lead for King Cove. The Mariners have failed to guard Kiana a couple times, and she's had some open layups. And offensively, the Mariners are struggling to get the ball inside as King Cove's doing a nice job of packing it in the key and leaving the Mariners open on the outside, but they're not able to get any good looks at this point. So 6 points already for Kiana. As we come out of the first timeout, here we have 5:34 remaining in this first quarter. Mariners to inbound the ball at their own end. King Cove again putting on the full court press, and a steal right away by Elena Mack, and she puts the layup up and good. So Mack with a steal and a layup, and more defensive pressure, and it's going to be a turnover off of the Mariners. And inbounding the ball right now will be McKenna Gold. She finds wide open number 50, Monica, with a shot at the free throw line, and it's good. It bounced in for Monica, and now a 12-0 lead for the rookies. And another steal, works it inside to McKenna. McKenna over to Elena, and a three-second violation. Probably should have shot the ball, but turnover into the full court press. And coach is pulling them out of it. And so now the Mariners bring it over the half court line. Miranda Martin over to Andy. Andy Sonnen over here on the left side. Back to the middle, Kelsey Scott, as the Mariners work it around. They got a pass screen away. King Cove, again, looks tough defensively. They got their hands up. They got their feet moving. They're talking real nicely. We got a shot by Miranda Martin, rebounded by Kelsey Scott of the Mariners. Pass back over to Scott. King Cove defense, hands up nicely, really working hard right now. As the Mariners try to work the ball around, keeping it up at the perimeter. There's a three-pointer by Miranda Martin, hits the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jalea. And now Elena Mack brings it up court to her teammate, number 50, with a jumper. Monica misses it, but rebounded by McKenna. And they're working their offense right now, the rookies are. Little pass cut through for Mack. Ball over to Kiana. Brings it up top back to Elena, looking for the three. She sets up, shoots it, just off the front of the rim. Out of bounds, going to the Mariners. Substitutions now for homer number 21, Talissa McKinley. And checking in now for King Cove number 15, Sadie. And so the Mariners cross half court. Aspen Wally over to Andy Sonnen. They're giving her some room. She finds a little opening to Lexi Dawson, posting up inside. Back out to Wally. And good defensive pressure put on by number 15, Sadie Newton. No steal, though. Shot for the Mariners. That's Andy Sonnen. Rebounded by Talissa McKinley. And another three-pointer. This shot's up and good. Three-pointer for Miranda Martin, number 14, junior guard. And the Mariners are on the board first. But now open is number 14. If the layup is good, Emily Brandel with the layup. And again, the full court pressure on a make. King Cove on their made layups are applying full court pressure. Miranda Martin dribbles it up past half court, gets through the press. And that last layup again by Emily Brandel, coming inside. Mariners having trouble matching up on all five players on the court right now. A lot of standing around here by both teams. Mariners pass it around. Here we go. Now we got a pass screen away, and there's a steal by Elena Mack, and she's taking it coast to coast, and the layup's good. King Cove now with a 16-3 lead, 2 minutes remaining in this first period. And again, the full court pressure put on by the rookies. Aspen Wally dribbles it across the court successfully. Pressure put on by Sadie Newton. And there's a shot up good for Andy Sonnen, number 11. She was about free throw line extended. And the rookies are giving him that shot if they start taking it. Running the offense right now, Emily Brandel and Elena Mack with a pump fake. Looks inside. She's got McKenna Gold, and there's a layup. It was a little pick and roll action. And Elena Mack doing a nice job at distributing the ball to her teammates. About five assists already as she's passing the ball well. They're finding wide open layups for the rookies. We've got a dribble out of bounds by the Mariners. And again, King Cove ball, 1:30 remaining with a 18-5 lead. Elena Mack, just a freshman, definitely playing above her years, as she's distributing the ball well, and now a substitution for King Cove, number 5, Christine, is entering the game for Kiana. And for the Mariners, number 10, freshman Cheyenne Sally, check it in for number 23, Lexi Dawson. We've got the rookie ball under the Mariner basket for an inbound play. Posting up, it's going to be off a leg. And again, King Cove ball, we've got a substitution. So just give them the horn. And Mariners are going to substitute number 24, Luis Del Mar. Luis checking in for Miranda Martin, who hit the three-pointer earlier. And Luis, our foreign exchange student from France, checking into the game. And there's another good give and go. Just missed the layup this time was Elena Mack, but a beautiful pass from her teammate, McKenna Gould. Stolen over to Mack. Mack pushes it up to Christine, has trouble catching it at first, recovers. And they're resetting the offense now. King Cove doing a nice job. All five players just touched the ball, and nobody guarded Elena Mack. And so she's in for two more. Under a minute left, 20-5. Full court pressure again. Put on by King Cove. Mariners having trouble holding on to the ball. Stolen, this time put up by Mack, looking around for her teammates. And now we're going to have a shot at the top of the key, just off the mark by Emily Brandle, but rebounded and put back again, this time by McKenna Gould. And 20 seconds remaining, still full court pressure, 22-5, King Cove with the lead. And Annie Sonnen dribbling the ball. There's a lot of King Cove pressure right now. We're going to have a foul call against King Cove. First one of the ball game. Oh, pardon me. It's a homer foul on Annie Sonnen. So first personal foul of the game goes to Annie Sonnen. And so 9 seconds remaining. King Cove ball. Beautiful pass inside to Emily Brandle. And Brando finds teammate Sandy Newton for a layup. And that's going to end the first quarter of play. King Cove 24 and the Mariners C-Team 5. So have you learned how to, you know how to do fouls yet here? So I did team foul. You touch it. And it asked the player was 11. And just say yes.
I wasn't going to bother. So when they...
Excuse me, we are taking a little break here at the quarter, and we'll be back with Chris here in just a moment when he gives me a call and is ready to take the airwaves back over. KSDP, we are coming to you live from Homer, Alaska. We have the King Cove rookies facing off this evening. The ladies playing a little basketball, followed by, I believe, the Sandpoint boys, but don't quote me. In the meantime, let's give one more shout out.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska. Continuing.
The Mariners are going to inbound here to start the second quarter. And again, full court pressure put on by King Cove. And there's a steal by Christine. And the rookies are moving quick. They find Elena Mack for a layup, and right away, King Cove back into their full court press. Relentless defensive pressure here, and these young Mariner players are definitely struggling with the pressure, and another ball out of bounds. 26-5 now. Only one foul called this game so far. Both sides playing real clean. Emily Brandle running the show here at the point guard position right now. Quickly gives off to Sadie Newton and back over to Elena Mack. And there's a steal by Miranda Martin. She swatted it away from Elena. And now the Mariners are setting up here on this end of the court. Lexi Dawson looking around. They got Kelsey Scott posting up. Great defensive pressure there by Emily Brandle. And again, Mariner ball passing around up top. Lexi pushes it down inside to Andy Son, and she's over to Miranda Martin. Pump fake, and she's going up. She got bumped a little bit, no call. And the rebound to Christine finds her Elena Mack right away to Emily Brandel. Another beautiful pass there. Missed layup by Emily and rebounded by the Mariners. They're coming out over half court now. We got three subs ready to check in. Knocked out of her hands is Elena Mack. Going to stay Mariner ball. We've got substitutes ready here. Checking back in is Monica Jalea and number 11, Kiana, back on the court here in the second quarter. Andy Sonnen dribbling the ball, point guard for the Mariners, moving it up slowly. King Cove again, nice job, hands up, ready, playing good, tough defense right in your face. And the Mariners are making soft passes, but they're getting there outside the perimeter. A couple of dribbles by Sonnen, and she's looking for a teammate, nowhere to go. There's Kelsey Scott for some help. And there's one to Sonnen, and Miranda Martin for three, but it's tipped by Elena Mack and rebounded by Andy Sonnen. Moving the ball back to Martin. Miranda Martin was on the out-of-bounds line, however, and it's going to be a turnover to King Cove. No basket. Inbounding the ball is Kiana. Elena Mack bringing it up. Nice bounce pass over to Monica. And Emily's taking it all the way in, and she's going to get fouled. So Emily Brandel's going to the line to shoot two free throws. 5:30 remaining in the second quarter. Homer's second team foul. The first personal charge. Said number 23, Lexi Dawson. Free throw is good. So that'll be additional points as the free throw is good. Yep, 1 point. And the second one's no good, but hustling to get the rebound is Lexi Dawson. Gives it over to Miranda Martin, but there's a steal by the rookies, and they find Elena Mack with a beautiful left-hand layup as she finger rolls it in, and there's still full court pressure applied by the rookies with a 29-5 lead. Mariners get it past half court this time. Aspen Wally, double zero, but it's knocked out of her hands. Elena Mack again, and she's taking it all the way in for a 2-point layup. We got a timeout by King Cove as they lead 31-5. 4:57 remaining, second period. And we got a short timeout here by the coach. So the pressure put on by King Cove right now is just too much for the Mariners to handle, causing a lot of turnovers. Great passing by Elena Mack. Her speed down the court. She's already got herself 14 points and probably 5 rebounds. Three-pointer by Miranda Martin for the Mariners, and another jump shot by Andy Sonnen, all scoring for the Mariners so far. And as we come out of the timeout, it'll be Mariner ball underneath their own basket, and King Cove looks like is going to take off the full court pressure, going to pick him up man-to-man at half court. Aspen Wally crosses half court as the Mariners set up. Pass screen away. There it is inside the Dawson. She can't handle it, and it's taken by Jalea, and Jalea with the shot up and no good. But the rookies keep the ball, and a nice jump shot by Kiana from the baseline. tipped out of bounds, actually, by the Mariners. And so King Cove gets it again, re-entering the game for the rookies. Monica coming in. And a sub for the Mariners, number 21, Alyssa McKinley. So King Cove, right now, 33-5 lead over the Mariners C team. Homer has sent their varsity down to Sitka and their second string up to Joe Reddington tournament, fielding 8 players for this ball game. King Cove again, Elena Mack finds herself for the jumper for 3, no good, but she cuts to the basket nicely, and the ball just bounces between her legs and goes out of bounds. Again, good instincts by Elena. Didn't hit the shot, followed it, found herself open, but the pass was just too low. Annie Sonnen for the Mariners brings it past half court. She finds Lexi Dawson, who gets it over to Talissa McKinley, just checking in, a freshman who travels. Didn't quite keep her pivot foot down. And so King Cove again with the ball. 3:40 remaining in this second period. Mack runs the offense up top. Quick passing by the rookies. And a beautiful left-handed jump shot by Jalea. And now the Mariners back the other way. Hands up and tipped by Kiana. Quick pass. These girls run fast, these rookies do. And Monica with a layup. Most of these layups are pretty much uncontested as they're just out sprinting the Mariners down the court. There's another tip. And out of bounds, but the Mariners hold possession this time. Again, ferocious defense here by King Cove. Hands up, in your face. Not a lot of options for the Homer team right now. Annie Sonnen finds Lexi Dawson, dribbles it out up at the top of the perimeter, picks up her dribble. Over to Talissa. Talissa finds Annie Sonnen. Mariners starting to move the ball nicely, but again, it's a way above the perimeter and no threat at making a basket right now. We're down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in this first half of play. King Cove leading 37-5 with multiple layups. And we've got a player down here. Good hustle by Jalea. She's down currently on the court. She did hit her head. Pretty good on the court, attempting to make a steal. And we've got a substitute. Emily Brandel's going to sub her out. She was hustling. Go for the ball. Her legs got tied up with another Homer player there. And she's making her way off the court. She looks good. She definitely going to take a minute on the bench. Figure things out. It's going to be King Cove ball on that. Is that Nicole Solomon?
Yeah.
Lexi Dawson picks up her second personal foul there. And again, King Cove moving the ball quickly. And what a nice shot from the baseline. Looks like a two-pointer. Right on the line was Kiana. Very close to a three-pointer. Beautiful arc on her shot. And it went right in for a swoosh. Back at this side, we got Aspen Wally of the Mariners. Passes up quickly to Miranda Martin. And she's double-teamed right now, but she finds Kelsey Scott, who's got a dribble, looking inside. Again, Mariners doing a nice job of passing it above the perimeter, but they're going to need to find a way to get it inside. And there's a steal by McKenna Gould. She missed her layup. Rebound, again, by the rookies. Monica misses her layup, and now the Mariners come down with a rebound. Andy Sonnen brings it up with about 1:09 remaining in this second quarter. Aspen Wally now has the ball, defended by Monica. Good defense played here by Monica. And Emily Brandle knocks the ball out of bounds, going to stay with Homer. Substitution coming in now. It will be Christine. She's taking out Elena Mack, who you would think is tired from all the running she's done today, but she looks pretty fresh on that bench. And entering for the Mariners is number 10, Cheyenne Sally. And there's a quick layup by the Mariners off the inbound play, but missed was Kelsey Scott. And quickly the other way is wide open layup is number 14, Emily Brandle. So the rookies are doing a great job of getting up the court, pushing the tempo, finding wide open layups at the other end. All day long, King Coast had somebody on the low block ready for a layup. And here's another steal by King Cove. Another nice pass. Slipped to the floor, but rebounded was number 11, Kiana, with a putback. And 10 seconds remaining in this second period. Mariners bring it up. Andy Sonnen brings it past half court, and not sure who wanted to catch the ball. And it went out of bounds. And so King Cove gets it with 1.8 remaining here. Inbounding will be McKenna Gould. She rolls it up. Smart move, so the clock doesn't start. There it is. And look at inside. No shot. And so at the half, we've got the King Cove rookies 43. Homer Mariners 5. Kiana with 12 points. Emily Brandle with 7, making 1 of 2 free throws. Elena Mack with 14 points. McKenna Gould, 4. Jalea, 2. And Monica with 4 points, all in this first half. And, yeah, we'll take it back to you. We're going to set the clock, 10 minutes. And so we'll take a little break here.
All right.
9-minute break. Back to you, Virgil.
Thank you very much for the coverage there, Chris. And are you going to just hang up or should I hold you in queue?
That's a great question. Either way.
Well, here, take a break. Call me back in 2 minutes, and we'll let you do the play-by-play for the second half.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Sounds good.
Talk to you soon. Austin, pulling a rabbit out of a hat. We have game coverage of the King Cove Rookies live from Homer, courtesy of Chris Perk. Moving on. Hey, Mikey. Thanks for the Illusions Eastboro underwriting reader.
Welcome to the Illusions East Borough, covering the cities of Accutane, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sand Point. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, illusionseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Illusions East Borough.
Illusion Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sand Point. Sand Point is a first-class city in the Illusions East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sand Point City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sand Point by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
said, come in, stranger, it's good to have you home. I hurried through, cause I knew it was you when I saw your dog wagging his tail. Honey, why didn't you let me know by mail? You've been gone so long. She said, come in, stranger, I know you're weary from all the miles. Just sit right there in your easy chair and tell me all about the places you've been. How long it'll be before you leave again. I hope it's a long, long while. She said, come in, stranger, everything around home is fine. I've watched and I've waited for you to get back, and I missed you all the time. She said, come in, stranger, oh, how I miss you when you're gone. I walk the floor and I watch the door, and when I lie awake and wonder where you can be, I'd give anything to have you here with me. I get so lonesome all alone. She said, come in, stranger, and won't you listen to my plea? Stay long enough so that the one I love is not a stranger to me.
Came on in the tail of the song, Billy Crash Craddock. We got about 20 seconds on the clock, and Chris Perk will bring you the second half of Rookies Basketball on KSDP. And thank you for listening to Community Radio, apradio.org. We'll have, I misspoke earlier, we'll have King Cove Tundra Jacks facing off in Soldotna against Cook Inlet Academy here in just a little bit. And once we hear from Chris and get a word that he'll take it, here we go.
All right. And to start the second half, here we go. Just like the first half, Elena Mack gets the ball, point guard, moving it up top here. Lots of motion for King Cove. She finds, again, wide open is Kiana for a layup. And just like the first half, there, King Cove doing a nice job getting those layups inside uncontested. Mariners cross it at half court. We got Andy Sonnen. Moves it over to Kelsey Scott. And we've got a block inside, so it looks like the first foul called against King Cove. Miss Kiana picks up her first personal. Team's first. And the Mariners inbound to Miranda Martin underneath. She gets her shot blocked by Elena Mack, who's playing some tenacious defense out there. Over to Kelsey Scott. And a shot by Miranda, three-pointer up. Air ball rebounded by Kiana. And here goes King Cove moving down the court quickly. This time they're going to set up their offense. And it's thrown out of bounds. We haven't seen that much today, but Emily Brandle and Elena crossed up. And so the Mariners will get the ball after a turnover. And so Annie Sonnen over to Lexi Dawson. Kelsey Scott with a cut to the hoop. And again, Mariners up top. There's Miranda Martin left open for three. And rebound by Kiana. Moving. She's going to dribble the ball up nice and slow. Passes to Emily. Emily to Elena for three. She found herself open. Hits the front of the rim and no good. Rebounded by Andy Sonnen. Of the Homer team, she's dribbling it up past half court. And from behind, it's stolen by Elena Mack. And now she's going to go the other way and make a left-hand layup. Steal and a layup for the freshman phenom, Elena Mack. Mariners cross half court. Sonnen finds Lexi Dawson open in the corner. Dawson surveys the scene, doesn't find anybody open. Now she's going to take it to the hole herself and take a shot, and it's good. And so our first basket for Lexi Dawson as she powers it in and takes about a six-footer. King Cove now coming back, setting up their offense. And a three-pointer by Elena Mack, but rebounded. And she'll get another shot, and this time it's good. Three-point shot, number 20, Elena Mack. And now King Cove leads 50-7, 5 minutes left in this third period. Sonnen passes over to Lexi Dawson. Again, King Cove packing the defense in tough. Leaves Miranda Martin open for three, off the mark. Rebounded again by Kiana, playing tough inside. Set shot there by Emily Brandle. She was left open and now rebound. Mariners going the other way. And we stepped on the line. So Aspen Wally, freshman, dribbles the ball on the end line. Sorry, sideline. And coming back into the game is Monica. And Sadie Newton's going to sit for a little bit and rest up. Emily Brandle dribbles it over, finds Elena, moves the ball quickly to Monica, inside to Kiana, and a steal by Lexi Dawson. Found herself at the right place at the right time, and now the Mariners are bringing it past half court. So second half, Homer starting to get a few things going their way, a couple turnovers. And again, they're moving the ball up top the perimeter. There's Miranda with a three-pointer off the front of the rim. Moving the ball quickly the other way. Oh, and again, a wide-open layup for Kiana. She was trailing on the play. The ball went down to the low block. And again, an uncontested layup for King Cove. We got a timeout to the Mariners.
That's a timeout.
So we got a long timeout. 52-7 lead here, third period. One foul charged to King Cove. And now Elena Mack getting close to 20 points for the ball game. She's sitting at 19 points right now.
Okay.
In the third period. So the Homer C team definitely looking outmatched here. Viking Cove. And we're about to start the after the timeout. We got Homer ball.
Now, since we're about 40 in the first period, we're going to have a clock running.
And so we're going to put into effect the mercy rule. At this point, the mercy rule is into effect now. I thought it was only the fourth quarter, but all right. All right, unless there's a timeout. All right, so King Cove with the ball, dribbling inside. Oh, great drop pass to Kiana. And Miss Emily Brandle with a nice pass. And so Andy Sauna dribbles it up. She finds Kelsey Scott over in the corner, who dribbles it inside to Miranda, who goes around, had an angle, and she was fouled. So first personal foul charge to Elena Mack, number 20. Going to the line, shooting two is Homer's Miranda Martin. First free throw's up and good. So number 14, Miranda Martin, sinks her first free throw after being fouled by Elena Mack in the act of shooting. Going to shoot her second one off the front of the rim. We have some bodies hitting the floor hard. No whistles blown there. And King Cove with the rebound. Elena Mack starting to feel it. She hits a three-pointer. She was left open and took advantage of it. 54-8. Yep, three-pointer by number 20, Elena Mack. So she now has 22 points for the ball game. Mariners with the ball up top again. Moving the ball around the perimeter nicely, but not much of a threat to score from way out there except for Miranda Martin. Martin takes it inside, free throw line extended, finds Andy Sonnen, who resets the offense. She finds Martin, who's outside. Three-pointer hits rim. And another rebound for Kiana, who's dominating the boards inside as King Cove crosses half court, moving their offense. Nobody's guarding Kiana. Oh, and at the last second, Lexi Dawson steps in for the steal. And now the Mariners push it the other way. King Cove gets everybody back. Deal by McKenna Gold, and she's going coast to coast. Missed the layup, but nice rebound there by Monica. Keeps it alive for King Cove, moves it back to the baseline. There was a missed jump shot by McKenna Gold, but a rebound and put back by Kiana, number 11. And now Mariner ball. Dribbles across half court. You've got Annie Son at number 11 inside to Miranda Martin. Takes one dribble and a shot. It actually didn't look too bad. And rebounded there by King Cove. So 1 minute left in this third period. Elena Mack, nobody's guarding her up top, but she likes to pass this time. Nice cut there by McKenna. McKenna gets it swapped away by Miranda Martin, and she gets the steal, and she's going to take it all the way. She's going to get herself... not a layup. Nice hustle by Emily Brandall to recover and stop the shot. So Mariner ball, they bring it up top. Passing it around. Dawson over to Talissa. Talissa finds Aspen Wally, who dribbles it in. She takes a shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound by King Cove. And it's Emily Brandall who comes out with the ball with 30 seconds left. Elena Mack finds Monica. Monica with a pump fake dribble. She shoots it up. No good. Rebounded by McKenna Gold. Finds Elena Mack. Mack over to Emily Brandle. And then inside and count the basket for Kiana, number 11. Basket is good. And it's a foul charge to Homer Mariner Andy Sonnen, number 11. So we got a personal foul charged to Mariners, number 11, Andy Sonnen, first personal. Basket was good for number 11, Kiana. Is that?
It is Sonnen.
Okay, Sonnen second. And the free throw's good. So another point tacked on by King Cove as she completes the three-point play. And 5 seconds left. The Mariners looking to pass. Needs to shoot it. And that's time.
Would there be one more point?
Yes.
One point.
For a rookie.
She made the free throw. And so 62-8 after three periods. So for the fourth period, we will have the mercy rule into effect, which means there'll be a running clock for the fourth period. So this one could go rather quickly. As King Cove's passing looked sharp. Girls are getting up and down the court. Just a timeout, I believe. We're just double-checking here at the table, making sure we got our running clock procedures into effect. It's foul, okay. So we will stop the clock for fouls. Maybe check with Chris. And so 62-8 after three quarters here in Homer. The Mariner C team battling King Cove. So all you fans back home, letting you know that your team looks sharp here on the court. Again, lots of wide open layups because of their unselfish passing. And you can tell they're well coached. Very nice team ball. People hustling down the court. In case you're wondering why we haven't called number 35, Jalea lately. She is still sitting on the bench with some ice on her head, and I'm sure the coach has taken healthy precautions as she did hit her head pretty hard on that attempted steal earlier in the game. The Mariners start out with the ball here, fourth quarter. And Miranda Martin with a jumper at about free throw line extended. So Martin able to find the offense and get to 10 points for Homer. And there's another wide open layup for King Cove as Elena Mack finds McKenna Gould open on the block for a layup. Ball over to Talissa McKinley. Back to Kelsey Scott. Over to Luis. And Luis finds Talissa at the three-point line. Again, the Mariners passing the ball well outside the perimeter. There goes Cheyenne Sally. She's taking it into the hoop. Finds herself on the block. Takes another shot. No good. And now a rebound by Monica. Dribbling the ball out. Coach has asked for motion offense here. Monica leading the play. Makes the call. Dribbles to her left. Pulls up her dribble. Down low to McKenna. McKenna right back out to Monica. And now Elena Mack down in the corner finds a nice screen. Little pick and roll there by Monica and Elena. Nothing happening yet. There goes Mack, dribbles inside. And this time McKenna Gold takes it to the hoop. And she's uncontested. And so the Mariners, Kelsey Scott throws it right to McKenna Gould, who takes it all by herself down for a layup. And now who's going to take it out of bounds for Homer? For many of these Homer girls, it's only their third game of the year. And again, King Cove ball dribbles it down over to Monica. Monica's going to put up a three-point shot. Didn't miss by much, but this time a rebound by McKenna Gould. So King Cove keeps it alive. Again, all five players on the court just touched it in a matter of 2 seconds. And there is another layup by McKenna Gould. Uncontested. The Mariners just can't seem to keep up with the passing. It's crisp, sharp, deliberate. And King Cove now with 70 points. Cheyenne Sally looking for someone to pass it to. Stolen by Sadie Newton. She's going to pull it up this time. Pardon me, it's Monica. And has trouble holding on to it and it goes out of bounds. So re-entering the game now will be Emily Brandle and Sadie Newton for the Mariners. Lexi Dawson and Aspen Wally. Mariners get the ball on their side of the court. Again, we have a running clock, so it's down to about 4 minutes here in the fourth period. And a 70-10 lead for King Cove. Lexi Dawson, nobody seems to be matched up. Oh, there's Kiana's matched up with her, but she's playing Megan back in the key. Annie Sonnen dribbles it in. She's got a free throw line extended shot, and it's good. Number 11, Annie Sonnen, with a really nice-looking jump shot. Puts it in the hole. 12 points for the Mariners. Backdoor cut. Wow, nice pass inside. Missed layup for Elena Mack. And out of the scrum comes Miranda Martin with a rebound. She looks for a three-pointer, but covered quickly by Monica. Ball passed around again by the Mariners up top. King Cove happy to let the Mariners pass it past the perimeter here. Nothing happening inside. Bounce pass into Miranda Martin. She takes a shot at the baseline. Rebounded by Monica. And Emily Brandle brings it up this time. Over to Monica. Monica, two dribbles to her right and has a shot opportunity. Takes it. Rebounded to the Mariners, Andy Sonnen. Sonnen passes to Lexi Dawson. Picked up by Kiana. Elena Mack hands up. Great looking defense still by the King Cove team. Still playing tenacious defense. Hands up. In your face. And there's a steal. Quick hands by Elena Mack as she takes it from Lexi Dawson. Emily Brandle over quickly and a running shot for Sadie Newton and a weak side rebound there by Kiana, number 11. Basket's good. 72-12, down to about 2 minutes left here. In this contest, Annie Sonnen has an opening, but dribbles it off her leg. So Annie Sonnen had a good look, but dribbled it off her leg. So 2 minutes left this fourth quarter, 72-12, King Cove with the lead. Emily Brandle quickly brings it up over to Monica. Monica with a pump fake, one dribble inside. Finds Elena Mack. Mack back to Monica. And now Emily Brandle at the top of the key. Sets it up. A reset. We got cut into the free throw line as McKenna Gould. She looks down inside, but it's tipped away by the Mariners. But tipped right to Monica. She takes a shot, misses, and the rebound to the Mariners. It's Alyssa McKinley with a strong rebound. Gives it over to Lexi Dawson. Charges right back to the three-point line. 1:20 remaining. Miranda Martin calls for the ball. She sees an open opportunity at the three-point line. Again, hits the front of the rim. And there it is, Andy Sonnen with another jump shot. Number 11, Andy Sonnen for the Mariners. 1 minute remaining. And again, Emily Brandle calling out the plays here at the top of the key. Over to Elena Mack. They're passing it around. Very quick passes. They're setting it up. I think coach would like him to take one shot, so they're going to try to burn some time off here. So there's a lot of passing going on at the perimeter. kind of reminds me of the old Gold Trotter days, the old passing the ball back and forth. Okay, King Coast setting it up now. 16 seconds. They're probably going to get themselves ready for a shot, and it's off her leg of Sadie Newton, but she gets it right back. And now Elena Mack with the ball, 4 seconds remaining, and she finds McKenna Gold wide open. And that's how we're going to end this game, with a jump shot by McKenna Gold. 74-14 is the final. And Elena Mack picks up 24 points in this contest, numerous assists. Big fourth quarter there by Michaela Gold. She has a 12. Emily Brandle with 7. And Kiana picked up the big second half. 23, looks like 25 points for Kiana. So two players over 20 points for King Cove as they, again, look sharp. Their defensive pressure on made baskets look good. The passing, very unselfish as they made numerous wide-open layups and hustling down the court. So well-played game today by the King Cove team. Thanks for the opportunity to call the game back home. And for those listeners, we'll do the Sandpoint game, too, on Saturday. So Chris Perk here at Homer High School checking out, and we'll talk to you guys again on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate you being able to pick us up.